This is A to Z. An introduction into an Islamic lifestyle.
Today's lesson, helping the oppressed neighbors. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In today's lesson, we will talk about the topic of helping the oppressed neighbors in the Islamic lifestyle. When we look at the Islamic teachings, we see the importance of having good relation with our neighbors. We see the importance of giving the rights of the neighbors to them. We see the importance of paying attention to the neighbors so that we can have a peaceful place to live. On the other hand, when we see all these importances, there is another right of the neighbor, is that when we see that our neighbor is oppressed by an oppressor, we must help him. We must help our neighbors so that no one can come and disturb them. And Imam alayhi salam, Imam Zainul Abidin alayhi salam has also said that وَنُصْرَتِي مَذْلُومِهِمْ. When in your neighbors you see that there is a person who needs help and who's been oppressed, you must help him and you must become a support or a back for the neighbor, that you are helping him in a way that no oppressor can oppress them anymore when they're next to you or maybe when they're living there. So this place where he's living, the house that he has, at least that place or the area where he's living, this becomes a peaceful place for him, that the oppressors know that they cannot enter to this area, because when they enter this area, the neighbors will help this person. The neighbors will be the one who are the supporters of this person, this neighbor, and they cannot do whatever they want. And therefore, your neighbor also feels secure living in the house or in that area, inshallah. Welcome back. You're listening to A to Z from IRB English Radio. We were talking about the topic of helping the oppressed neighbors. In the Islamic teaching, we said there is an importance of giving the rights of the neighbors. Therefore, when we know that there is a neighbor who's been oppressed by an oppressor, we must help him in order to make the place where we are living peaceful. And on top of that, when we help others, they also help us. Obviously, it's a general formula or general rule that tits for tats, that when we help someone, they also help us. When we try to make an area where we live a peaceful place where no oppressor can oppress anyone, then obviously our neighbors will also help us. And on top of that, it is emphasized in the Islam that when it is from the rights of your neighbors, وَنُصْرَتُهُ إِذَا كَانَ مَظْلُومًا, you must go and help your neighbor when you know that he is oppressed. And this is not only related to the place where we live, that in that area only we need to help. But on the other hand, for example, if we know that if one of our neighbors has been oppressed and he needs our help, we must go and help him. Maybe he needs a witness. Maybe we witnessed something that he was oppressed by someone, and tomorrow in the court he needs that witness. We should not shy. We must not fear, because this is from the rights of our neighbor. And Allah does help us when we help the mustadhafin, when we help those who are oppressed. When someone helps the oppressed ones, Allah does help us. Allah gives us the courage. So this courage is given by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we must do that. We must help our neighbors, especially when they are oppressed. And this is from the ethics and the rights of the neighborhood, that we must pay attention to our neighbors, inshallah. Thanks for listening. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Thanks for listening to A to Z from IRB English Radio. For more information, visit our website at parstoday.com/Ian Call of Islam page. Till another episode, God bless you all. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.